This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Zee Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
And this week we are helping Courtney. Hello, Courtney.
Hey, everybody.
So this War of the Roses involves someone you're not even in a relationship with, but you used to be.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Jake. Tell everybody who Jake is.
Jake is an ex of mine from college, and we haven't seen each other in a couple of years, but I ran into him on New Year's Eve over at Waterside, and we ended up spending the night together.
Ah, okay. And just to be clear, when you say you spent the night together, you mean you...
Yeah, we hooked up.
Okay. All right. So in addition to hangover on New Year's Day, you got to wake up with a sight of regret as well.
Not really. I mean, we hung out most of the day on New Year's, and I don't know, it just kind of felt like the old days. It was actually kind of really nice.
Okay, but here's where the wrinkle to all this comes in. Jake has a girlfriend?
Yeah, well, he's been dating this girl, but apparently he said they broke up after Christmas.
Oh, okay, so no problem then.
Well, here's the problem. I'm not really sure if they actually broke up or if they just had a fight.
Oh, okay. So when you slept with him on New Year's Eve, did you sleep with him knowing in the back of your mind that he was in a relationship already?
Well, I mean, we talked about it, but he told me he wasn't, so...
Okay, but you don't believe him.
I don't know. It's just, everything was so nice about that whole night, and the next day, it just made, like, all the old feelings come back, and... I don't know, now I'm kind of wondering if I should just write this whole thing off as a one-night stand or if I should try to get back with him.
Okay, okay. So War of the Roses here is going to reveal the truth, either good or bad, and help you make that decision.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's call Jake the Snake here and offer him a dozen roses that he can send to anyone he wants, and then you're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all this on the air?
Yeah.
All right, and question two, how certain are you that when we give him these free roses to send to somebody, he's going to pick you to send them to?
I mean, I don't know, but it's going to pretty much determine my decision about all of this.
Sure, of course. Okay, well, let's find out.
Starting at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to a Jacob Gifford, please.
This is Jake.
Well, good morning, Jake. My name's Ashley. I'm calling from a brand new floral delivery service called floraldesigns.com. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I'm calling you this morning is to ask if you've ever heard of our company or what we do. Have you heard of floraldesigns.com?
No, I don't think so.
Well, basically, we're a new online flower shop that allows you to order flowers with the push of a button. So no more driving to a flower shop, hoping they have what you want in stock, or paying way too much for delivery. And right now, we're offering a special New Year's deal for only first-time customers, where you can send a dozen roses to anybody you want for absolutely free. So is there anybody you'd like to surprise with free roses?
Is it totally free?
Yep, it's totally free. In fact, I won't even take any credit card info from you or anything like that. Like I said, it's just to introduce you to our company. It's kind of like a free trial type of thing.
Okay, sweet. Let's do it.
Okay, great. So the only info we do need from you is the name of the person we'll be sending these free roses to.
Awesome. You can send them anywhere?
Yep, we can literally send it anywhere in the United States.
Okay, well then, let's send them to Elena.
Okay, and the flowers are going to come with a card. So what would you like to put on the card that comes with it? It can be any message you want, as long as it's under 180 characters.
Put down, okay, put down, I declare this fight is officially over. I miss you. Love, Jake.
Oh, that's sweet. Roses are a good way to end a fight.
Yeah, I was planning on calling her anyway, but this is even better.
I have a question. When you call her, are you going to mention that we slept together last week? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, when you talk to your girlfriend, are you going to tell her we slept together?
Courtney?
Yeah, it's me.
How are you on the phone right now?
Hey, Jake, look, this isn't really a flower shop. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104, and right now you're on War of the Roses. Courtney called us because she wanted to see who you would send roses to, and I guess you picked your girlfriend.
Look, I'm fine with it, whatever. I guess it was just a one-night thing, right? But you know what? You better tell her what happened on New Year's Eve, dude, because if you plan on, like, getting back with her, she deserves to know.
Well, not really. That's kind of between me and her.
No, honey, it's kind of between me and you and her, so...
Well, I wouldn't worry about it. I don't think so.
Oh, really? Well, you know what? If I find out that you didn't tell her, then you can bet that I will.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.